one of the greatest challenges that the world is facing today, and obviously everyone in America, Europe, Asia, you name it, is a lack of rest. David Essel here for 45 years, working in the world of personal growth as a number one best-selling author, counselor, master life coach, and so much more. But rest is so crucial. And yet most of us aren't getting enough. I know myself, I struggle a lot from time to time, week to week. I may have a decent week and then a terrible week and then a good week, and it goes on and on and on. And then I found over the years something that really does make a massive difference in helping people get more rest without having to have more time to get more rest. And that's the interesting part of this little situation or this exercise I'm going to give you, is you don't need more than 15 minutes, and some people do it in a lot less time than that. So it's a short exercise, but it's fantastic in regards to allowing the brain to rest. You know, when you're watching a sitcom or a reality show, the brain is not resting at all. It's being actively utilized by the television set or by social media to keep it moving, acting, thinking, reacting, et cetera, et cetera. And that's not rest. You know, I told a story the other day to a client that I had taught this exercise to, who absolutely loves this exercise, about my grandfather. I remember watching him when he rested on Saturdays and Sundays. You know, he would sit in the rocking chair. It's the old story, right? And just rock back and forth for hours, not say a thing, stare out into space. And, you know, his mind was at rest. His face was completely calm. And it was just beautiful to see. Of course, I didn't understand at that point that that would be something I would need to learn and focus on in the future. But it has been. So here's the exercise. I'd love for you to go through it. If you need help, reach out to me at talkdavid.com. But the very first thing we do to get ready to rest the brain is we tense and relax all the major muscles in the body. So if you start at your feet, you tense your toes and relax them. And then you tense your calves, like you point your toes and your calves get tight, right? And then relax. And then you tighten your thighs and relax. Tighten your stomach and relax. Tighten your arms, like do a bicep curl, right? And relax. Tighten your fist and relax. Tighten your face and relax. Go through all your major body, squeeze and relax. Just one or two times, go up and down the body. Now we're getting ourselves set to do the resting exercise, and it's going to be so simple, it'll blow your mind. All we do for the next 10 minutes is that when we inhale, we slowly say the word rest to ourselves. As we exhale, we slowly say the word rest to ourselves. Now, we go through this, as I said, for 10 minutes. If you want to set an alarm, you can do that. If you just want to look occasionally at the clock, you can do that. But we want about 10 minutes of just repeating the word rest silently to yourself every time you inhale, every time you exhale. It is an amazing way to rest the brain. And that's what we're talking about. When we want to rest the body, we really want to rest that brain. Now, there will be thoughts that will occur. You might say rest three or four times on the inhale and exhale, and all of a sudden you go, oh my God, I'm starving. Or you may say, oh, I've got to go and do shopping tonight, or I've got to go and pick up my kid at 6, or whatever it might be. That's okay, because the mind's purpose is to think. It's going to think during all kinds of exercises, and all we do is hesitate for a second and just go, ah, thought. And then we go back to following the breath in and saying the word rest. And then the breath out and saying the word rest. And we carry that on for like 10 minutes. It's unbelievably beautiful. I do this every day. When you get done with that 10 minutes of saying the word rest in and out, you're not going to believe the mindset you're in. It's going to be peaceful. It'll be relaxed. It's worth it. The world needs rest. You and I need rest. We need to be the leaders. Share this. Share this information. The more people that we can become rested, the better decision making, the chances of addictions dropping, the number of arguments in a relationship can decrease dramatically when we are well rested. We're more creative. We're more inspired. Procrastination becomes a thing of the past when we're more rested. So let's take the time. It's 15 minutes a day, 7 days a week, and it can change our lives. I'm David Essel. TalkDavid.com is how you reach me if you need more help. We also have 5 books there, absolutely free. Until we meet again, have a beautiful, beautiful day.